This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I want to thank you for joining me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family-friendly, fun, and healthy. Get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show planned for you today, so grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest on today's show is sports performance and sports injury specialist, Dr. John Poorman. Dr. John, as he is known, has worked with more than 950 professional and Olympic athletes from 27 countries and almost every sport. He also loves working with high school athletes. While treating these young athletes, Dr. John realized that there was something more he could do, something beyond providing physical assessments and treatment. He realized that he had a gift for helping each athlete he worked with find and cultivate their unique inner greatness, and that has now become his focus. Dr. John works with individuals of any age to help them shift in their life that propels them to another level of greatness, greatness in sports, business, and life. I'm really excited about our conversation today with Dr. John, and I know you're going to find him both informative and inspiring. Welcome to the show, Dr. John.
Thanks for having me today.
I'm really excited about this conversation, and as I've gotten to know you, I know that there's just so much that you have to share. And I'd love to start our conversation by just asking you to tell our listeners just a little bit more about your background and what it means to be a holistic doctor in the year 2016.
Wow, how much time do we have? yeah, I mean, you know, everybody has a story, and it depends on what we do with that story. You know, I really liked in your introduction you talked about action. We can all be aware of things that happen in our life, but if we don't take action upon the things that we know we need to do, like eating healthy and exercising and thinking positive thoughts, not a lot's going to happen. And so when I was growing up, you know, I told people ever since I was between 9 and 10 years old I was going to live to be 125, and people would laugh at me. What's interesting now, in the last 5 or so years, scientists have said that we should live to be 120 to 140, yet our life expectancy is the late 70s to early 80s, and it's because of the things I just talked about. And so, I don't know, I've just always been a forward thinker. I've always been not normal. I've never wanted people to call me normal. You can call me any other words, but not normal. I didn't belong to groups in high school. I was a jock, but I didn't belong to the jocks. People were attracted to me because I was who I was, and I wouldn't become them. They had to become me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because I thought I was better than them. It's just that's who I was. After high school, I went into college, and I played Division III football. And while I was there, I saw a Marine Corps recruiter, and I was like, wow, I want to be like this guy. And so I joined the Marine Corps as an officer after I graduated college. Was studying to be a pilot, hurt my back. You know, my flight surgeon said, well, after a year and a half, we don't know what's wrong with your back, but when you rotate, you go into spasms, so maybe you should find a good chiropractor. You know, I'm like, I don't like chiropractors. But the other thing is, I want you to ride your bike. So I started riding my bike, and 6 months later, I went to this race, and I won the race, and afterwards, a guy wanted me to ride for his team, and I said, yeah, some days my back is so bad, I have to go back to bed. And well, what's wrong? And I said, I have a bad back, and he said, oh, I got a great chiropractor. I'm not interested. And he says, well, maybe you should see him because all the Saints players see him, New Orleans Saints. And that triggered me because that was what my flight surgeon had said. So that was kind of my whole journey into holistic health, because before that, going through high school and college, I didn't eat well. I mean, garbage in, garbage out. I was sick all the time on antibiotics. And I didn't get it, you know. It wasn't until I went to chiropractic school that I realized that it wasn't so much, you know, what I did for workouts. It was more of what I did for rest and recovery that was going to make me a bigger, stronger, a better person, better athlete. And so that was kind of the whole road. And then, you know, my wife at the time, she came out here for a seminar. She was a psychologist, and she came out here and loved Phoenix, and I've been here for 22 years now. So, and then from there, you know, I start working with one athlete. They tell another, they tell another. Next thing you know, I'm traveling around the world working with Olympic-level athletes and professional athletes all over the place, and I love helping people to find their inner greatness that they have. And, you know, to do that, you have to look at every aspect. So a holistic practitioner in 2016 is somewhat different than it was when I started in 1995. But at the same time, it's very similar, and that is that it's got to be the whole person. You have to look at them nutritionally. You have to look at them physically. Obviously, that's why people come. But then you have to look at them nutritionally. You have to look at them spiritually. You have to look at them mentally and emotionally. And sometimes even financial, because all those areas is really what creates stress. Well, then again, I should rephrase that. It's the stress is the internal response to things that happen to us from the external world. So it's all those physical stressors, emotional stressors, nutritional, whatever, that then we have some kind of response internally. And so that's what I try to do with my athletes is in a holistic approach of to figure out what is the problem. Does their knee hurt because it's in their knee and it's a structural problem and they need to send them somebody for a structural problem? Is it because it's an emotional issue and I can work with that, or I need to send them somebody else? Is it a nutritional issue? Is it a strength issue, because I'm a strength coach too? So I have to really try to figure out, as a detective, I think that's what a holistic doctor is in 2016. They don't treat symptoms. They look at the whole person, trying to figure out what are the pieces of that puzzle. Sometimes it's one piece, and sometimes it's a jigsaw puzzle of 1,000 pieces, and that's what makes it fun, because no one's ever the same, even with the same symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you've just, in your introduction, you just said so many things that I've got questions on. And I love when you started it saying that, you know, now they're saying that, you know, you can live to be 120 to 140.
Correct.
But people aren't living that long. So if I understand you correctly, you're saying we should be able to, but because of the things that we're doing, it's limiting our lifespan.
Oh, without a doubt. I believe that 100%. I mean, I have patients that come in here. My oldest patient that I treat is 95 years old, and I give him exercises, get down on the floor. And he said, and this is sad, but it's great that he tells me this, but then I said to him, this is really sad you're telling me this. He said, you're the first doctor that hasn't treated me like I'm a baby or that I'm frail and I'm going to fall apart. He goes, they don't even ask me what I do on a daily basis. This guy doesn't take any medications. He came in with a hip replacement, and his hip was really bothering him. Mm-hmm. And I did some therapy on him. In 10 minutes, his hip was completely fine, and he'd had that for 4.5 years. And he went back to the surgeon because he had his hip replaced, but the pain was still there. And the guy couldn't understand why he still had pain, even though he'd taken out the structural defect of this degenerative hip, but he still had pain. He didn't understand that because he looked at structural problem. I fixed the structural problem. Your pain should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, this guy's wasn't. And it was really sad that I looked at I was the guy that treated him as, I don't know how long you're going to live. And I said that to him. How long are you going to live, Lester? And he goes, I don't know. I hope a long time. I said, well, you've lived 95 already, but you plan on going anywhere soon? He goes, nope. I said, so if I help you, what are you going to do? He goes, if you help me, what I want to do is I want to go camping. And I started laughing. I said, that's really awesome, because I know people that are like 40 and 50, like, I don't want to go camping, you know. This guy just at 95 years of age said, I want to keep doing the things I've done my whole life. I don't want to slow down. And I love people like that. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that gravitate towards me, whether they be young or be old. Or I should say older, because to me, I tell my patients, old is in the mind, older is in the body. And, you know, when we treat people that way and we have the expectation of, I'm meant to be healthy, I'm meant to be prosperous, I'm meant to, you know, have a smile on my face every day, I'm meant to go to a great job, and as opposed to life happens to me, life happens for me, when you change that perspective, and then the other perspective of, well, you know, life just doesn't come at me randomly. I've attracted those events in some way, shape, or form, and then I can be responsible. Even if it's a bad event, a bad circumstance, a bad person, a bad income, a bad job, bad relationship. I can be responsible. I have the ability to respond to change the next outcome. And so I tell my patients every day, I was just telling this young kid yesterday that flew down to see me from South Dakota State that he's a football player with chronic knee pain. And I said, but the thing that happened with you coming here, because now he feels great, But mm-hmm. now he's getting all the other aspects that I teach. And he said, you know what, hurting my knee was probably the best thing that's ever going to have happened to me. And I said, I'm really glad you said that, because I don't want to touch you just on a physical level. A lot of people can do that. I want to touch you on the entire entity that you are, which is not just a knee, and it's mm-hmm. not even just the body. And that's where I think we need to be going, in that holistic aspect. And the reason we can live to be 120 and 140 is if we get how powerful we really are, as opposed to, everybody has aches and pains. That's just a signal or feedback to tell us we got something out of balance.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love the fact that you really look at it as a detective, and really looking at all of the symptoms. Because I know when most people go to a doctor, they say, here's what's wrong with me. But we know that's not always, well, very rarely, I think, is that really the root of what's going on. It's just, it is that symptom. And we need to get down to the core of what's going on, of how our body's working, of stress, of all those different pieces, to really understand. I think that's why a lot of health issues are missed today till it's too late.
Oh, without a doubt. Because, you know, if we look at just the symptoms, I tell people it's like this. If we're rowing in a boat and the water starts to come inside the boat, I'm not saying that we shouldn't bail the water, but we better figure out where the water's coming from and what's the source. First, I'd maybe look in the bottom of the boat, then I'd maybe look at the oars or see if someone's pouring water, if there's a hole at the other end of the boat, if the boat's tipping. If, you know, there's just a lot of different reasons. You can't say there's one cause, one cure, whether it be heart disease or cancers or, you know, fibromyalgia or whatever it is. There's a lot of different reasons for a lot of different of the same sets of symptoms. And so that's the problem, is if we go in and treat symptoms, we're most likely never going to get to the root of the problem. I have people come in with structural issues, let's say like disc herniations, every day. Mm-hmm. Even young ones. I had a 15-year-old recently, and the very first visit, when I first touched her, it was this intuition of she doesn't trust people. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't say anything to her then, because obviously if she doesn't trust, she's not going to trust me when I tell her that, right? So mm-hmm. I did some work with her, and I got her pain level from a 9 down to a 3, and it had been that way for 9 months. Got it down wow. to a 3. Now all of a sudden I have her trust. Mm-hmm. And it was like this intuition that I knew that if I could gain her trust, then I could talk to her about some stuff that was going on. I just saw her yesterday. This girl's 100%. She's never felt better in her life. She doesn't have back pain. She still has 3 disc problems in her back. But she doesn't now let that run her life, because if that was the true root of her problem, when they gave her the injections and they gave her all these different types of therapy and stuff, it would have gotten better, and it never touched the pain. It never got any better. When they injected the nerve, it didn't help her with her pain, because the pain was, sure, she has those physical problems, structural, but what were the drivers? For hers, it was this deep-seated problem of not trusting people. And now her mom said, you've totally unleashed a different daughter in me, in my daughter. You've unleashed someone that I didn't even know before. I knew was in there, but I didn't know if it ever would come out, because she was mm-hmm. so distrusting. We don't even know where it came from. It didn't matter. We didn't even get to the root of that. But she now believes and trusts that people are good. She just had all these bad relationships, but I think it was more of she was attracting these bad relationships to prove her paradigm true, that you can't trust people and mm-hmm. people are unworthy and, you know, those kind of things. Now, I mean, she just loves life, and it's just so great to see. But the cool part was, I said to her, but if you hadn't had the back issues, you wouldn't have came in here. We never would have got to that. That's what was the cool part. And she goes, I know. Mm-hmm. That's what I try. And so you're right. You know what's funny? Doctor means to teach and educate. It doesn't mean to cure, to fix, to heal, to do surgery, to prescribe drugs, to do therapy, whatever. It means to teach and educate. And we just have really gotten away from that over the years of trying to teach our clients, our patients, what they're doing wrong. They need to, you know, transform and do something different. Or what is it they're doing right? We need to be the cheerleader and tell them, great job, keep doing that.
Hmm. Well, I have some more questions for you, but we need to take a real quick break. And when we come back, I want to continue this, because I love what you just said, that doctor means to teach and educate. So I want to continue this conversation when we come back from our break. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. And the shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health?
Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Dr. John Poorman with Success of a Champion. And before the break, we were talking about holistic medicine, and I love what you said, Dr. John, about doctor meaning teach and educate. Because I think so often as patients, we go to a doctor, we tell them what's wrong, they prescribe something, or they get us in and out of the office so fast, they really don't understand what's going on. And I'd like to ask you, how often do people come in telling you what their problem is, and that's not really what the issue is?
Oh, gosh, 90%+.
Wow.
One, with the internet, because now we can plug in a bunch of symptoms, right? Which is a good thing.
I've done that.
It makes us informed. But the problem is when you put those set of symptoms in, the things that come back are really scary, and mm-hmm. most people don't have that. So, I tell people this. If I'm in Arizona and I hear thump, 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 I'm going to think of a horse, a wild horse. I'm not going to think of a zebra. Now, it doesn't mean there couldn't be a zebra in Arizona, but more than likely it's not, unless mm-hmm. I'm next to the zoo. But if I'm in another part of the world, maybe I would think of a zebra before I'd think of a horse. So the problem is people get these set of symptoms, and it could mean X, Y, Z, and they go right down that path, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's like, well, let's do a little bit of treatment here. Let's do an examination. Let's do a treatment. I don't think that's really what you have. And sometimes I say that's exactly what you have, but that's pretty rare. Or sometimes people come in, they think it's something really benign, and I'm like, no, like, it's really bad. Like, you tore your ACL, like, there's nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
But that can be rare, too. But the whole idea is to work together as a team with the client, with my patient, to try to figure out what's wrong. Because they're going to give you about 80 to 90% of the information you need to know. If there's a mechanism of injury, if it was a slow onset, or if it's an insidious onset, they're going to tell you about the things that, I ask a lot of questions, like, what position do you sleep in? And,
mm-hmm.
Do you have a high back on your chair? Do you put your head against the headrest? All those kind of things. When do you feel the best? When do you feel the worst? Those give me huge clues, not just the types of pain, because those will tell me maybe structures that have some type of irritation to them. But it doesn't tell me really what it is that they're doing that could be causing the problem or what it is they're doing that could be helping the problem. So, for instance, if someone comes in with low back pain and they say that their pain is worse in the morning and better as the day goes on, I know it's either sleep position, mattress, pillow, or a combination of all of those. Because
mm-hmm.
you're not in gravity. When you first wake up, you should feel pretty good. If you
mm-hmm.
feel really stiff, you either have a bad mattress that doesn't fit you. You got to think of the Goldilocks rule. Can't be too hard, can't be too soft, has to be something in between.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're in the wrong position. Great mattress, maybe, and wrong position, or a combination of the two. So not a lot of people do that. They might prescribe drugs. They might prescribe exercise. They might prescribe an adjustment or strength training. But they haven't even got to that person's creating issues every night they go to sleep in the wrong bed or wrong position or both.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. So it's really about understanding the right questions to ask and getting them thinking out of the box and getting them away from what they think the problem is and really finding out what the true problem is.
Well, the funny thing is I tell people there shouldn't even be a box. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We define ourselves. I don't even want to be in the outside of the box because that still limits me because now I have reference to the box.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, leave it wide open. And what is possible? I'll show kids the words I am possible and say, what do you see? But they see it impossible. And I see I am possible. And so, you know, anything is possible within the human body, because I've seen it in my clinic over the last 22 years of people, you know, curing themselves just with changing their mental thoughts. I've seen people work with their diabetes with simple biofrequency patches. I mean, I've just seen some really amazing things happen in my clinic, whether it be sports performance, where a kid hasn't hit for, this recently had a kid that he hadn't hit for 7 weeks. Hadn't even touched a baseball bat. He had supposedly a broken elbow, which he didn't have. But we couldn't get anyone to release him, to let him play, until finally I found a guy that would release him, because this kid was fine after 2 weeks of working with me. And he went out and he went 2 for 2. And he said, you know what, it was exactly what you talked about. I hadn't envisioned for 7 weeks of going up to the plate, and it was just going to be effortless. Now, that's not just in sports. That can be in relationships, and that can be in business, and that can be on and on and on. It doesn't mean that kid's going to hit every single time he goes up to the plate. But his mindset was, it's going to be effortless, it's going to be easy, and I'm going to see the pitch that I want to swing at. So that might be in business, that I'm going to look for the job that I want. I'm not going to look for just any job. I want the job that is going to be specifically fitted for my talents, and that I'm going to leave at the end of the day and feel fulfilled, not just take home a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think so many people, because I think this mindset piece is so critical, because we get in our heads that we have to do something a certain way or it won't work. And what I tell people, if you think it won't work, it won't work. It doesn't matter what you do. So we really have to get away from that, and maybe getting away from the boxes is a big part of it. We have to really think what is possible, not what isn't possible. And as I've started to shift that, as I've gotten older, and I guess a little wiser, I realize that my limits are really the only one. They're what I put in front of me, not ones that other people put in front of me.
Oh, that's part of the topic that I have right now that I'm writing on. I'm writing a book, finishing my book, and, you know, giving presentations, and it's called Shift. And one of them is imagination, because with imagination, anything is possible. It's limitless. It's infinite. That's what we're meant to be, though. I mean, if you look at it, a sperm and an egg, two cells come together, and it knows all the information we're going to become. That's fabulous. I mean, we can't duplicate that anywhere. That's something that's already there. Everything you're going to be and everything that you can strive to become is all tucked away in those two little cells, which mm-hmm. is really amazing. And that's the power that we have. But we think of ourselves as being very finite, and we're not. You know, infinitely possible with the possibilities we can create in our life. And when people get over that, whether they be young or older, you know, like I've had people that say, well, I'm 85, like what am I going to do with my life now? And then, you know, I'll start really digging. If they jump on board, it's amazing what you see happen to their life, because the next 5 to 6 years, I had one guy, he passed away at 91, but that last 6 years of his life, he told me was better than it was the first 85 years of his life, because he lived in such a limited and lack and limitation, and, you know, you only had to do things a certain way, as opposed to anything was limitless and anything was possible. He really, truly lived. You know, I talk about Aaron Ralston, from the movie, if you've seen that, you know, where he had to cut off his arm. He was stuck in a box canyon, and mm-hmm. he cut off his arm because he was stuck. There was the only way to get out. And people asked him, you know, do you feel bad that you had to cut off your arm? You had to lose your arm to live. And he said, no. He said, this is his quote, when I cut off my arm, that was the day I stepped out of my grave and I walked into my life. And I think too many of us think that, well, you know, you're supposed to live with pain. Everybody's a little bit miserable. Nobody can be happy all the time, you know, all those kind of negative thoughts. And like you just said, if you believe you can or believe you can't, either way you're right. And I think that was mm-hmm. an Eleanor Roosevelt quote. So why not go to the positive? Why not say, every day is a choice. When I wake up, I can either have a smile on my face, I can put a smile on my face, or I cannot. So mm-hmm. like when I go to high school audiences, especially, I say this to everybody, but high school kids especially, because they're still malleable, is it, don't have a great day. And don't tell me to have a great day. Tell me to create a great day. The difference is this. Having is passive. I'm going to have a great day if Janelle's nice to me, if Janelle likes my interview, if the people come in my clinic afterwards, you know, are really nice to me and they say nice things about me. But if it's regardless of whether those people like me or not, that's when I can create a great day. In the mm-hmm. circumstances when life isn't perfect, that's when you create great days, because things don't have to be perfect, and yet you can still put a smile on your face, because that's a choice, or you cannot, and that's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's a choice in life, I believe. That it's the way we look at things. I'm totally with you on that one.
It is. And that the name of that movie, in case anyone would like to learn more about the story you just talked about, is 127 Hours. Yeah. So if anyone wants to check that out. But I love that. I love using the word create, because I think that so often, and I catch people when I'm talking to them, or I'm, you know, meeting people in networking or coaching people who are starting a business, and they use words that, you know, are, they really don't believe it's possible. They're very limiting. And when I get them to shift some of the words that they use or how they talk about it, you can just physically see their body changing, their energy changing. It is just, it opens up so many possibilities.
Well, yeah, and when you say create, it becomes an active engagement with mm-hmm. you and your environment, whether it be people or objects or things or, you know, whatever the circumstances you're going through, as opposed to, well, I hope someone gives me a good day. Just create one. You know, so whether you're living on your own, whether you're living with a group of people in a dorm, or whether you're on a football team or whether you're in a business, it's regardless of the way other people are around you, you still create a great day. And I can tell you that it works, because for 21 years, the first year I didn't really know this stuff. I started working with this stuff 21 years ago, and the patients that I've had come through my clinic the last 21 years, the ones that grab hold of it and really get it, their lives completely shift, completely change, whether it be they increase the amount of money that they make, they have better relationships, whatever it is, all of it improves. And that's what I love about the idea of creation.
Mm-hmm. What do you find is the biggest challenge when you start to talk to people or work with them about shifting their mindset, shifting what they're thinking? What is the biggest challenge that comes up to them of making that shift?
Well, the first thing is, I think that, you know, we all have negative thoughts. I mean, we all do. It's a matter of whether you're going to let those control you or you're going to control your thoughts. And so it's not that you have to banish them and you don't want them to come in. You just have to be aware of them. And when they come in, then you have to make some type of shift in your own thinking of changing it with a positive word. You know, I have people, and there's all kinds of different techniques out there, but I have people that use like a dry erase board. And they'll see that negative word pop up, you know, like, you know, you can't do that, or you're not worthy, or who are you kidding, or whatever. And they'll see that pop up in their whiteboard. And then in their mind, they erase it. Mm-hmm. And they go, I can do anything, or I am possible, or I'm lovely, or, you know, if someone's trying to, you know, degrade them, knock them down, whatever, or themselves, they'll mm-hmm. see that on their board, they'll wipe it clean, and they'll put the one that's either the opposite or more positive than that or whatever, that gets them into that right frame of mind, because we all go there. I mean, geez, I was there for like 2 minutes, probably a couple hours ago, and then I realized, man, what am I doing? Like, because there was just so much going on, and I felt overwhelmed at the moment, mm-hmm. and then I realized, but you know what could be worse? Having none of this to do. Like, not having the wonderful job that I have with tons of responsibilities, not getting to go on the radio. Mm-hmm. You know, because I want to do well, right? So that's kind of stressful mm-hmm. Internally. And, you know, all these different things that were going on, all these things I need to get done today. My daughter's in town, which is awesome, and I want to be able to invest time with her. And so all these different things, and I realized, you know what? If I was to get rid of even one of those things, my life wouldn't be what it is, and so I'll take all of those. And then I went ahead and made a shift, and also my wife helped too, and it would just put me right in the right frame of mind. And so don't think that, like, I know you, I'm sure, are the same way, and I am. We all can be in that negative mode. The other part is, who do we surround ourselves with? If we're around people that are going to allow us to be there and feel sorry for ourselves, man, we're going to be stuck there for a long time. We need people that are willing to throw us a rope and pull us out of the quagmire.
Absolutely. We need to take another real short break. When we come back, I want to continue that, because I wrote down a couple things that I want to continue the conversation on.
Great.
This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. A recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine found that most women are confused or afraid of estrogen, and many doctors aren't comfortable treating them. My new book, called The Estrogen Window, just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com and become a partner in your healthcare.
I- I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Dr. John Poorman with The Success of a Champion. And before the break, if you missed it, you need to go back and listen to it, because we really were talking about mindset and the words you use and the actions that you take. And I love the fact that, Dr. John, that you were talking about getting into action. And, you know, you said we're all going to have negative thoughts. So it's, do they control you or do you control them? And it really is a choice. And I love the example you gave of, about using a whiteboard and writing it down and then wiping it clean and letting it go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's when people will stand up there and, you know, profess that they don't have issues. I love it when people are authentic, real, and vulnerable. I absolutely love that, because I am with my patients. I mean, I cry with my patients. I've had patients just be so distraught because they, you know, blew out their ACL, or, you know, they're just feeling like garbage, and they just feel really bad, or they're having a bad relationship or whatever. And that means the world to me that they're willing to be vulnerable and break down in front of me. And I'm a very sensitive and emotional man. And so a lot of times, you know, I'll tear up with them, or I'll even cry with them. But I hug my patients. I tell my patients I love them. I give all my patients my cell phone number, because that's what we're all in this world for, I believe, is relationships and experiences. That's the two things that I'm really trying to get more of than anybody else, you know? It's not the things, it's the people and the experiences with those people throughout this life that I'm looking for. So when I have great experiences with great people and I'm surrounding myself with great people, it's a lot harder to let negative words and negative thoughts creep into your consciousness, because you're just around people that make you laugh and smile and feel good about yourself, and you're just seeing the positive in life. And that's the kind of people that we should surround ourselves with. And sometimes that's tough, because that might be a family member that you have to kind of let go of.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I tell my patients all the time, and you know, this is, works for me too, is there's only two types of people in this world. One of them is a rope tied to an anchor. They're the anchor, or you got the rope tied to you, and it's a buoy, mm-hmm. you know, and you're trying to swim in the ocean. Well, both of those, you can swim for a while, right? And then you're going to mm-hmm. get tired. Now, so which one do you want to grab onto? The anchor, which is going to take you to the bottom of the ocean, or the buoy that's going to give you life support? And so I, you know, always try to surround myself with people, and that's even with my patients. Try to surround myself with patients that are upbeat and positive. Not that they don't aren't in pain, not that they're not going through things in their life, but they truly appreciate the day and the time that they're here to see me, and they appreciate the love that I give them. But they have to give back to me, because those are people that we call, in my world, we call them energy vampires, where they just kind of suck the life out of you.
Mm-hmm.
My patients still come in with all the same kind of symptoms that some of the other people have, that other practitioners treat, but my patients actually give back to me. At the end of the day, I feel fulfilled that I've given to them, but also that they've been able to give back to me. And that makes people feel fantastic. When my patients refer someone, and that patient goes back and says, hey, thank you very much, Dr. John was awesome, that gives them a pat on the back, and it makes them feel good. So again, it really comes down to, you know, who do you surround yourself with, and what do you occupy your day with? Are you occupying your day with things that are getting you closer to your goals and getting you closer to the fulfillment of the things that you're trying to fulfill in this life? Which I believe, for me, fulfillment is service. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know, you know, that all of us are here to do service. We
mm-hmm.
might not get that. You know, we might think we just go to our job and we go home and that, but you're servicing people. You're supposed to be of service, you know? You're supposed to make relationships, and you're supposed to make a lasting change on people. So if you were to die tomorrow, people aren't going to talk about the car, the house, you know, your clothes. They're going to talk about the type of human being that you were. And that's what I'm looking to try to touch people on, is that emotional level every day.
Mm-hmm. No, I absolutely agree. And it's the difference between seeing the glass, you know, half full or half empty. And I love having those people around me. Matter of fact, I got a call just before we started our interview, and I got a call from someone that said, I just need 2 minutes. And they just really needed to kind of vent so they could move on. And I love that. And I love having people that I can reach out to that I can vent to, or I can say something to, and they don't judge me, they listen. And I find if I can do that, I can let it go and move forward. Whereas if I keep it inside and I keep thinking about it and I don't have someone to share it with, it tends to, you know, it, those things fester and they get so big. I always tell people I used to be a great storyteller because, you know, something little would happen and then all of a sudden that, you know, that little molehill is a huge mountain. And, you know, I think that's what we do when we keep it inside and we don't have someone that we can trust who doesn't, you know, doesn't judge us and that, you know, can help us let go of it.
Right. Well, you know, it's like looking at a house. You walk into a house, it's beautiful. It's not that the house doesn't have garbage. It's just they haven't let it pile up inside. They keep taking it out on a daily or weekly basis, right? And so the house looks beautiful and they keep it clean. But that house is not different than any other house. It still has an accumulation of waste and trash and dust and dirt and all that. It's just that someone does something at some type of regular basis to keep that place clean. And it's no different than the inside of the body. You know, what's really interesting in my medical practice is that patients will, you know, they'll take better care of their cars sometimes than they do their bodies. And I'll say, but you know what, you could always make more money. Not that it's maybe wouldn't be hard or something, but you could make more money, you could buy another car. Once you've lost your life, once you've lost your limb, what are you going to do then? Like, you know, now you have heart disease or you're obese or, you know, you have diabetes in your foot or you have all these different problems, you have sciatic or whatever. Now it's going to be really hard to get that back. But if it's a car, it's just a car. If it's clothing, it's just clothing. But boy, when you talk about health, that's really tough to gain back once you've lost it.
It is. You know, it's interesting because I use that analogy. And, you know, people put premium gas in their car. They'll spend the extra money to do that, but they won't, you know, they complain if they have to spend anything extra to eat healthier. Although I challenge people to that it's really not a lot more expensive to eat healthier because when we, you know, the issue is when we buy healthy food, we often don't prepare it, you know, as soon as we should. We have a lot of waste, and if people would stop the waste, it really wouldn't be that much more expensive, and it is. Plus, it takes a lot less healthy food than, you know, garbage food to put in your body.
Well, your body's always craving nutrients, right? So if you're gonna eat the Snickers bar, your body's still gonna be hungry later because it didn't get the nutrients that it needed, that it knows it needs. And so you're gonna eat, you know, other, you know, processed foods, and you're still gonna be hungry. Why? Because you're still hoping that if I can create a hunger in you, that you'll serve me with the nutrients that I need. And then it just never ends. And then you're nutrient deficient, and then, you know, all those kind of things. And so the whole idea then comes down to, if you prepare, make a plan, execute the plan, and then review it and go, okay, I like the result I'm getting, don't like the results I'm getting, and I might want to try something different. But you're right, exactly right. Most people will say that it costs more, but when they really go down and look at it, it doesn't cost more because you're going to eat a lot less. You're going to feel better. You're going to look better. Just you're going to function better. It's just a cycle that you're going to get on that's a good train to be on, not the bad train. It's the train that's taking you Happyville as opposed to Miseryville, you know. So it's the idea of you could pay me now or pay me later, the old Fram oil commercial. So you can take care of your health now, and it's going to do you well later, or you're going to wish you had it at some point.
No, absolutely. And I think one of the things that we know, but I think we often forget is, you know, we're a role model for all the people that are around us about how to take care of our body. We're a role model for our children, for all the children who are in our lives at some level, for the people around us. And I think that if we, you know, continue to be a good role model, that kind of has that ripple effect going out across everyone that we see and touch.
Yeah. You know, we talked before about what's my big why. And so my big why was, you know, I was 15 years old and I saw my sister had passed away. I saw her in the morgue. And that set the tone for my life. That was the shift that I made in my life, that I was going to be something amazing like my sister. Because my sister, when at the funeral, we had drug addicts and alcoholics and prostitutes and homeless people come and pay their respects because, this was 36 years ago with no internet, and they just heard about her death, and they all came in the droves, and it was freezing, pouring rain, and it was because of what she had done for them, taking them to their meetings, letting them borrow the car, giving her last dollar, giving the clothes off her back. I mean, she was truly like what I saw as a saint, that someone that really understood about relationships in this life. The other thing in my life is that, my family's been very, very sick and died at very young ages. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, all kinds of issues. And so I just said, I don't want that to happen, and I don't want to model that for my children. And so my children eat actually very, very healthy, and I'm going to be 52 this year, and I feel better now than I did when I was 15, because I didn't eat healthy when I was 15. I didn't start eating healthy until I became a chiropractor, and then I became healthy once I got into school, because I realized, wow, it's not about the way I lift, it's about how I eat after I lift that will make me bigger, faster, stronger.
Well, you talked about that. It's really the rest and recovery, and it's how you take care of yourself, and that's so important.
Well, and most of the people, it's considered right now 80% of the population don't get considered restful sleep. And yet, we're giving them sleeping pills, but the sleeping pills don't allow them to get down into deep REM sleep. It kind of keeps them hovering in that lower, shallow state, and so they don't ever feel rest and recovered. Plus, it messes with their brain chemistry, and there's a lot of herbal things they could do. There's teas that they could do. There's meditation they could do. There's prayer they could do before they go to sleep. There's a lot of things they could do to clear their mind and do some exercise so their body is ready to go to bed. And the other one is are people getting to bed at the right time? Are they going to bed at the same time? Like, are they building into the circadian rhythms of their body, or are they haphazardly going to bed at different times and their body has no idea what's going on? Kind of the same thing with foods. When you eat healthy, and then your engine really starts to run really well, and it's amazing how you'll be able to function on less sleep because you'll get better quality of sleep. There's just so many things that are intertwined. Like it's a domino effect. When you affect one domino, push it down, it's going to affect all the other dominoes, but you don't know that 27 dominoes down the road that it's going to affect when you push down the first one, but it just has that effect as you go through life.
That's an interesting statistic that 80% of the population doesn't get a restful sleep. And I really believe, in my experience is that you really do sleep better with when you're using the natural or herbal supplements, when you're really getting the healthy things that your body needs, your body really does get into that rhythm. We need to take our final break. And when we come back, I want to have you just take a minute or so and talk about something that I know you're very passionate about, which is the amino biofeedback therapy that you've shared with me, and I know that you're saying that that's really helping people. So I'd love you to share just a little bit about that and a few other topics. So this is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. A recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine found that most women are confused or afraid of estrogen, and many doctors aren't comfortable treating them. My new book, called The Estrogen Window, just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com and become a partner in your healthcare.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we've been talking with Dr. John Poorman, and we've been having a great conversation about mindset, about taking care of your physical health, just about how you approach health and wellness. And it's been a fascinating conversation, and I thought the statistic he shared before the break, that 80% of the population don't get restful sleep. So if that's you, I'd really encourage you to take a step back and look at the things you're doing and seek out someone who can help you get more comfortable with how you eat, how you take care of your body, and the things that you do. And, you know, Dr. John, I'd love to ask you, because I know you've shared with me about the technology of amino biofrequency therapy, and I'd love to have you just share just briefly about that and how that helps the body and how you use it, because I know you're very passionate about it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's been amazing. You know, because of the idea that I have an open mind and I realize that I'm a sponge and I realize how little that I know in the grand scheme of things, I surround myself with people that I believe that or feel that are smarter than me. And so I have friends all the time that are telling me, or even patients, saying, hey, I've got this therapy. When you want to take a look at this therapy and see whether it'd be, you know, efficacious for me or not, you know. And so I'll look at it and yes, no, whatever. So I had the Chinese contact me last year, and they wanted me to come over to work with their track team before the World Championships, and I couldn't. They weren't giving me enough notice. So they contacted me in the next couple weeks and said, you aren't going to believe this, but we found this guy in Germany when we were over there, and he put these patches, these little stickers, on the kids, and within minutes, their pain was gone. Their flexibility was better. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I ended up getting a hold of the guy. His name's Mikkel Hoff out of Denmark. And so he had found this technology that NASA had come up with over 20 years ago. And they originally used it where they took this carbon and they heated it several hundred times to make it a carbonized metal. And they would line the inside of the spacesuits to measure the frequencies of the body. And they've done research to know what frequency does the heart give off, what frequency does the liver give off, what frequency does a healthy muscle tissue give off, and so in the brain and all these different areas. And it was really fascinating. And then this guy, he'd already done a bunch of research with this researcher over in, I believe it was Italy, somewhere in Europe, I think it was Italy, and he knew frequencies too. When he got together with NASA and said, I want to take your technology, I want to buy your technology, and I want to utilize it for therapeutic uses, they looked at their frequencies, they were almost identical, and that they were studying in two different parts of the world, because this guy had been putting probes within the human body and figuring out all these different things over like a 7-year period of time of what all the different frequencies were. And what they found was they were almost the same. NASA was so enthralled with the idea that he was actually going to take it and use it, they gave him the exclusive rights worldwide, and he didn't pay a dime for it.
Wow.
So now, you know, the thing, we talk about thoughts, we talk about people we're around, we're talking about the foods that we eat. What's the one common denominator they all give off? Frequencies, because everything is a frequency, whether you know it or not. Like I'm in my office right now, and you know, in my office, every radio station that is played in the Phoenix area is coming through my office, but I don't hear it because I'm not tuned into it. So the whole idea is you're sending millions of frequencies per minute, hundreds of millions, take that back, hundreds of millions of frequencies through your nervous system, from your brain to your tissue, to tell the body what to do. But you're also having those same types of signals going back to the brain to tell what's going on. So then the brain knows which signals to send down. Well, the belief is this, the theory is this, is that we break those frequencies, we break those patterns, and so we're getting the wrong information going to the brain, and so the brain sends down the wrong information so that either that organ or that tissue or that gland, whatever it is, doesn't operate properly. And so, you know, I started using immunotherapy, biofrequency, out of Denmark, and it's been absolutely fascinating because I've taken my 95-year-old guy that had hip pain that nobody could help him with, been to therapy, had injections, had the surgery, didn't help him, and yet I put patches on him. Within 5 to 10 minutes, the guy was completely out of pain. The only reason I had to treat him probably about another 6 times was because when they did the hip replacement, his leg on that side was about a 1/2 inch to a 3/4 inch shorter. So he had this gait problem that he had. And so I had to work with him you know, a little bit longer than I thought. Then I had, just recently, I had 6 months ago, I had a 12-month-old baby come in. Had been on antibiotics for 8 months in a row, every single day, because he had bilateral ear infections on both sides, and had tubes and the whole kit and caboodle. Nothing helped. Within 2 hours, ear started to drain, and within 2 days, he was 100%. No more ear infection. and he'd had that for 8 months every single day. So what do we do? All we're giving the body is the frequency that it's missing. So if it's inflammation, it's a pain, it's an inflammation patch. If it's for pain, I'm giving it a pain patch. These are not drugs, they're frequencies. So it could be sold over the internet, but he won't do that because he wants people to get properly evaluated so that they won't just buy, let's say, a pain patch or inflammation. Because again, I've actually put patches on people, weren't even in the area that they had pain, but because of the way I assess people, I'm always trying to get to the root of the problem, and it could be next to it, it could be right on top of it, or it could be completely a different area. You know, then I've done patches with people that were having a lot of emotional distress, and I put some emotional stress patches on their adrenal glands on top of their kidneys, and their knee pain got better because it wasn't actual knee pain, it was coming from somewhere else. So the idea of this therapy is that it could be used for anybody of any age, and it could be used basically for any condition because there's no substance. You're not going to get hooked on it. You don't have to come forever. If you're going to see results, you'll see results in a good 5 to 10 minutes. The reason I like using the technology too is you're going to know really quickly whether you have something in the structural or not. I had a young man come in, and he I found out later he had been in a trampoline accident, but his dad wouldn't let him seek care. His mother and father were divorced. Well, by the time, you know, 3.5 weeks later, he gets over to his mom's house. He's all bent over, and he's, like, walking really funny. When he walked in my clinic, I thought he was messing with me because he looked like he had muscular dystrophy. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, no, his back just bothered him. Put the patches on, no relief. I said, come back tomorrow because something's not right. Like, my gut is just turning. And so that just tells me something's not right. You know, I said, let's get an MRI. No, he's fine. Put the patches on again, no change. We got an MRI. He had a huge disc herniation that was actually pressing against his entire spinal cord, and he wasn't getting very many signals to his legs. He had to have emergency surgery, or he could have been paralyzed the rest of his life.
And wow.
Yeah, so that's why I love this therapy, because, I mean, I have people literally that fly in from all over the country right now that get this therapy, and because I'm the only one in the Western Hemisphere that has access to this right now. He wants to do his due diligence before anyone gets the patches because he's not from here. And so I'm going to be his ambassador for the U.S. to make sure that we get it in the hands of people who are really trying to do things right by their patients, and they're really trying to do it for the right reasons. They're working from their heart, not from their pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want people to have the knowledge to be able to help people. And so they have to get the training. They can't just buy the patches. And that's what I love about this technology, because it all goes back to what Einstein said, and that is that everything is a frequency. If you can fix the frequencies, you can fix what's wrong in the body. And that was a long time ago he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of the most ingenious people that have ever lived on this planet. And so, you know, my whole idea then is that I'm going to help people. I'm going to help them even faster than I did before, which was fast before. It's even faster now because people leave in the first visit and go, oh, my gosh, there's actually a solution to my problem. And, you know, I've treated some people with extreme low back pain in 5 or 6 visits, just putting patches on them, not doing mm-hmm. anything else to them. And some people don't like you to, you know, like go in there and poke and prod and do all kinds of things. And they're kind of leery of doctors and needles and all that kind of stuff. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you can help someone with a very non-invasive technique, people love that.
Right. That sounds fascinating. I'd love to, I'll have to learn more about that. This has really been a fascinating conversation. I love all of our talk about mindset, about how you approach things. We talked about how you languaging is important, and then, you know, about this amino biofrequency therapy. There's so many different ways that you can work and help people. So how can people get in touch with you, learn more about what you do, and how you can help them?
They could go to www.successofachampion.com. successofachampion.com, and I'd be more than happy to give them a free consultation, 30-minute consultation. I do that with all my clients if they want to talk about either some of their health challenges, some of their emotional challenges, some of their, you know, challenges, whether it be business or personal, love to do that. Whether it be young or old, love to do that. And then also I could, if they give me their email address, I'll give them the chapter to a chapter of a book that I wrote. I wrote a chapter of an inspirational book called The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. And it's basically based upon my sister and my grandfather and the two lessons I learned from them that I use every single day in my clinic. I'd love to do that too.
Thank you. That's very, very nice of you. We will put a link to successofachampion.com on our EatGreatLiveWellRadio.com
web page with a link to today's show, too, so people will be able to get you there. So, and one last thing. If you could give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthier future for themselves and the ones they love, what would you have them do?
Change the way they think would be one. So what I mean by that is let the negative thoughts as they come in, let them be there, acknowledge them, say thank you. It's giving you feedback. It's telling you something's not right with the way that, you know, you should be thinking because, you know, we're meant to be amazing. And if you're thinking negative thoughts, it's not amazing. So just acknowledge it and then think of something positive. Think of something that makes you smile. Think of something that you're grateful for. You know, another thing would be to surround yourself with great people. Look at the people that you're around on a daily basis and tell me how you would describe them. You know, look at the five people that are your five closest friends. How would you describe them? Is that the kind of people that you want to be around? Look at the last five books that you've read. What does that say about you? Like, are they self-improvement books, or are they just auto mechanic books, or are they Vogue, or are they, you know, tabloid magazines? I mean, what is it you're surrounding yourself with? Because life is all energy. So it's the food that you eat, that's energy. It's the people you're around, that's energy. It's the words and the thoughts that you have, that's energy. Putting a smile on your face releases positive energy. There's research that shows that if I open a door for you, that you release positive chemicals because I open the door for you. I release positive chemicals because I open the door for you. But all the other people that are innocent bystanders that see me open the door for you, they all release positive chemicals. So that would be the other thing. You know, I know it's more than one. Mm-hmm. But life in my terms, life is very, very simple. It's not complicated. Mm-hmm. It's about doing the right things, and you try to do them over and over and over again. And then you look at it and say, is that serving me? Is that serving me in a positive way? If it does, continue to do that. If you don't, then just have to make some kind of shift, some type of change, and to go in that direction. Everything's feedback, and then try to get in the direction you want to go.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, thank you so much for all of your wonderful just information, ideas, things that we can do. It's been a wonderful conversation.
Oh, it's been awesome. I absolutely love what I do, and I will do this till the day I die. This is what I was meant to do on this earth, for sure.
I love when people find that. I want to thank all of you for joining us today, and remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join us and continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on our Facebook link and share your thoughts. Share what action you're going to take this week to create a healthier life. And share what you loved about today's conversation and any questions you have. Take care and have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.